Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Mandy Kennedy.
Hola.
Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Stephanie White.
Mandy's playing Animal Crossing.
Yay.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And yes, Mandy is playing Animal Crossing. She's taking the role of Lindsay this week.
I have the new Pretty Galaxy DS. And finally, stuff's on it. And there's so many weeds in Animal Crossing, and I have to get them all.
Yeah, new in the Podzilla 1985 week. It's a new 3DS week.
Yeah. Dalton also got a new 3DS recently, all getting ramped up for that new Pokemon game.
Yay!
Which is why you never take Jesse anywhere to buy things.
We'll make you buy
Jesse
it.
Jesse is a salesman all the time.
Yeah.
No, the term is enabler.
Yeah, so what happened? You didn't get to hear the story.
No.
At the end of last week's show, I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but right after, I was like, I'm going to go buy a 2DS. So we drove up to Perryville because Lindsay wanted to give some artwork to Villainous Grounds in Perryville to sell. So I was like, well, we'll just go to the Walmart and buy a 2DS for myself because it'll play Pokemon Wild Play on a 2DS and it's cheaper. So we're there, and the 2DS is like $80 and it comes with Mario Kart 7, I think is what
solid
it was.
Solid deal.
Yeah, solid deal. $80. I was like, all right, cool. And then right next to it was the new 3DS XL. For $200, no games, but it's new. It's like, it's $120 more, but it's the 3DS XL. Well, then right next to it was the regular one, the 3DS new.
Yeah, because they finally released that in the States.
Yeah.
We got a Mario bundle.
Yeah, and
had an Animal Crossing one out, too.
Yeah, I forgot about the Animal Crossing
one. So it was the 3DS, the new 3DS, it was just a regular one, not an XL. And it came with Mario 3D World and two different faceplates. And I look at it, and then Jesse's like, Dalton, you know you should probably just spend $150 instead of $80 and just get the new 3DS because what happens when they start making games and you can't play it on your 2DS? And I was like, I'm not going to play it that much. And then he talks to me about it for like another minute. And then
it literally takes me like a minute of my time to get him sold on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
You just put your hand on his shoulder and go, Dalton, come on.
Yeah, that's literally what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there was never a sigh either. Like, it literally got to the point where I was just like, that makes a lot of sense. Like, he had me excited about it.
There's a hard cut and you're standing at the register and you're like, what happened? I don't know how I got
it
here.
It never happened the whole time. I was like, I'm really excited to be buying this. Like,
okay,
and then the rest of the day, I was like, I'm really happy I bought the 3DS instead of the 2DS. Like, and I'm still saying it.
Well, the 2DS is so ugly, and you don't want to have an ugly accessory. That's just going to make it more ugly for you, and it's not going to be good.
That's true.
And it's such so a pretty
just not
looking.
Comfortable to hold.
Yeah.
Shannon swears up and down it's comfortable. It is not.
No. He's got big hands.
I don't know. I don't get it.
And the thing of it is, because I used to have a 3D. I had the XL, but the older ones, and then I got rid of it. And I actually prefer the smaller one.
Yeah.
I have bigger hands, and I'm just like, oh, no, I like the smaller version of it. It's a lot more compact.
Just like the big old screens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the original Zelda 3DS, and I hold this Galaxy, and I'm like, I can see things. Without it up in my face.
And for those of you that were wondering, because we talked about it, I think we talked about the Galaxy 3DS either 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it was two weeks ago. We talked about the Galaxy 3DS, and even Asa said that it looked like a, or no, Shannon, that said it just looked like somebody copy-pasted an old Windows 95 screensaver and put it on the system.
My favorite one was Josh from Press Start Join said it looked like they went on Redbubble and just typed in Galaxy and then put it on the 3DS.
A little bit.
Yeah, because they talked about it the same week we talked about it.
It actually does look pretty slick, though.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Like, I take back anything bad I had to say about it. Like, the system in person is so pretty.
I still like mine better, but...
I mean, I have the special edition Fire Emblem one that I like a whole lot.
You do.
And I can special order plates.
You can.
I just wish the bottom on the back had Galaxy on it, too. But the inside is blue, and I like
Yeah,
blue.
So what they
like
did...
Like I said, I think last time, 13-year-old me would have had that system.
Yeah. So, if you look at a picture of it, it just looks like... It honestly looks like they just plastered a picture on it. But it's metallic in real life, and it looks just sharp.
It's shiny.
Yeah. And even, the... Because it's extra reflective, kind of where it's lighter. It's a slick-looking system.
Around, too, so it's not...
If you don't have a 3DS...
Like a
If you don't have a 3DS and you want to play Pokemon Sun and Moon... You should go to wherever you can find a Galaxy and buy it, because it is a pretty, pretty system.
Yep.
Or Fire Emblem, or Bravely Default and Bravest Second, or Animal Crossing, or Mario Kart, or any of the other great games that are on the 3DS system.
So all you pluses. Just buy the whole shenanigans.
It's not like the Wii U. There's multiple games you can play on the 3DS.
The 3DS is
wonderful.
The Wii
U has, 5 or 6 games.
Yeah. Well, let me rephrase. I go back to what I said. You can hit minus 15 on your iPhone, and then it'll say what I just said again. You'll have more than three games to play on it.
Your iPhone.
But anyway, yeah, or, you know, most people listen to this on a computer. Well, that's not true. Most people do listen to this on their phones.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving forward to actual topics that we have this week. First of all, with Pokemon Go population has decreased by 79%. That's their player base has gone down significantly.
Well, I feel like part of that is school is back in session. So
I feel like part of that is taking out like all the features they removed.
That's true too.
Because like honestly, I know of me personally, I play the game significantly less now that I can't use the tracking system.
To find out what direction you're supposed to wander off to?
Well, yeah, and I mean, not even so much that. Like, the, because that was kind of nice, but only if it was one footprint away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But anyway, they removed, like, the PokeVision and the, like, all of those online that showed you where everything was nearby, which in a small-ish town like Cape, because we have, like, we're bigger than a lot of places, like, surrounding towns like Scott City and stuff like that. And we've got, you know, a pretty good amount of Pokestops and stuff like that
you
that we can visit.
Gyms, you've
we have a lot of gyms.
Yeah. My, like, that bachelor party that was I was at last night, all my friends were talking about, like they like being in Cape because they're all from Perryville. And they're just like, oh, there's no stops anywhere. But, like, we were down on the river.
Yeah, and there's you can't be in one place without touching three stops in the river.
One. Yeah, then they just had a ball. I personally deleted the game 2 weeks ago because I never touched it.
Because, well, the problem is, like, with all of that, which is cool, we still get, like, 90% of the Pokemon that pop up around here are Pidgeys and Rattatas.
Yeah, we're Route 2.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. It's not fun to walk around for hours and come back with enough Pidgey candies to make, like, 9 Pidgeots.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not fun. Like, it was fun to just be hanging out here in the store and see, like, oh man, guys, there's a Snorlax two blocks away. We gotta go get it.
Gengar's right out, or Gastly's right outside.
Yeah, Gastly's a block away. Let's go. Like, whenever we knew we were gonna get something out of it, it was more fun. Versus, like, if we lived in St. Louis or, you know, any other big city, like, whenever a PokeVision, for example, it always defaulted
to Santa Monica?
Yeah, the Santa Monica Pier in California.
Mm-hmm.
And holy crap, like, every time it loaded up, you could just see, like, fossil Pokemon, like, Arcanines are hanging out there, Growlithe, like, all sorts of just cool stuff, densely packed. Dratinis, Magikarps, everything was all in, like, less than a block radius.
And see, and that's another thing with this game. Niantic needs to do a better job with the amount of Pokemon show up where, because, I mean, that's the issue. That's why people in how many major cities are there in America of people playing this compared to how many small city or small towns and cities?
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't understand. Like, I get that they want to base it off of cell phone usage, but that's just punishing people for living in small towns.
Yeah, like, that makes absolutely no sense. But the one thing I want to talk about this week was the advanced thing.
Oh, the Go Plus or whatever.
Go Plus, okay. Yeah. So the Go Plus comes out the week that they say that 79%, or it comes out that 79% of the player usage has dropped. We talked about it in the pre-show about how people were getting a hold of the Australian kit of it or whatever.
Yeah, the Australian APK, because they released it in Australia before they did anywhere
else. The game should have never come out until that Plus was ready.
I mean, you're right, but at the same time, because that was their original plan, was to release them simultaneously.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but at the same time, it clearly did not hurt their numbers at all. Like, I mean, it might be now, but also the Go Plus is completely sold out everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, and we talked about that. That's
you can argue that it's scalpers buying them all, but it's still, they're all getting bought.
Yeah.
So as far as Niantic is concerned, success all around.
I really think just the fad is that, like, everyone's played it for a little while,
see,
and now they're done. I like to still play once in a while, and especially because my son, like, goes crazy, and it's hilarious, and he's adorable. And now that I have my buddy Vulpix with me, which is so adorable and so close to having him in real life.
So the buddy system is real neat.
I think if they ever do add, like, the battle your friends features and stuff, or make the battle more fun, then it'll definitely pick back up. But I think it'll stay for now until the new games come out, and then it'll probably not be near. Like, it'll probably just keep going downhill when the new games come out.
Because, see, my whole thing is I would definitely start playing it a lot more if, like I said, they stop punishing us for living in a smaller town.
That too, yeah.
Make it rewarding for me to play your game. Don't make me just, you know, don't let me go out and play your game for 2 hours and leave disappointed.
Because you caught 20 Pidgeys.
Right, like that's not how that should work.
Caterpie ran away.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I'm fighting level 100 CP Caterpies and a Great Ball doesn't even catch the stupid thing. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
well, if Fire Emblem taught me anything, it's probability means nothing. So
I was like, no. See, what is cool is like if you walk with your buddy, like you get that kind of candy,
yes.
Which I like that. So then I'll eventually get Ninetales, I
really?
Guess.
Really? Because I would like to have my Vileplume. I love Vileplume.
Oh, I know,
but
right?
The two people that I know who play it the most, like that's almost all they do. And it drives me up the wall because spending time with them involved making a 30-minute trip all the way down here, downtown, to hit all the stops and all the way back, like, twice a day. And I'm like, this isn't fun. This isn't fun to drive around and hit all the stops because you guys are out of Pokeballs when I've got literally 150 of them. Because I can't catch anything because I'm not in a populated area. And I'm like, I'm done with this. This is frustrating.
Yeah, and I mean, even in Cape, like, it's still, like, yeah, we get a few more things that show up. Well, we get a lot more than shows up in Scott City.
Yeah.
But we're still not... shows up is just junk.
Even like, we went up to the zoo to actually play the St. Louis Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say maybe 60% of the patrons at the zoo were playing Pokemon. But everybody and their cousin was playing, so the servers were down. So you couldn't really catch very much, even if there was an abundance of everything
popping up
in the game, because in the game would crash and then you have to wait for it to reload. I restarted my phone like 7 times and it's just not working.
They have actually, well, also because 79% of the user base has stopped playing.
Yeah,
but the servers are significantly more stable now. Okay. I imagine if you went to the zoo, you'd be
see, these two people have just burnt me out on that game so bad. I'm like, I'm going to play something else.
Well, see, which is weird, because if the servers are fine, I don't understand why it won't play at my house anymore. Like, it just gets stuck on the screen with the Gyarados and it says like you can sign out and get a different account. It just doesn't load.
That's really weird. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had any problems signing in, even in Jackson,
which sucks because once in a while Vulpix appears in my house.
Have you checked? Like, you might need to check and see if it updated, because it may not be updating automatically.
Well, the last update I did was to get the buddy when the fair was in town.
Oh, yeah, then so, like, it should work. I think that's the last update.
Now, since it's fair,
yeah.
Since it's based on cell phone usage, and this is going to be a really dumb question that you're probably just going to think that I'm dumb for asking, but with it being...
Can you take it everywhere with you? Yes, Dalt, you can.
Could cell phone usage also, like, would this weekend have been a spike of better Pokemon because we had the SEMO District Fair and SEMO Parent Week?
Because there's a Pokestops in the fair. It wouldn't be better for Cape, but it would be better in the fair.
Were there Pokestops
okay.
there?
There was, like, one.
So,
there's the arena building.
Yeah, because yesterday, like, SEMO, this area of town was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if that would... I mean, if better Pokemon would have been popping up yesterday compared to, like, Tuesday.
Yeah, because basically the... Especially with, if somebody puts a lure down, mm-hmm. the more people near that lure and using that lure, the better stuff is going to pop up.
So I should have been playing Pokemon Go yesterday.
You deleted it 2 weeks ago, so...
But, I mean, this is just a question since it's based on cell phone usage. Like, that's why I asked this could be a dumb question. I didn't know.
Yeah, because it's based on users nearby. And, like, that's how it just bases the... Like, that's where they got the gym information and personal requests and stuff like that is just, wherever there are high amounts of cell phone usage, which is why you see it in a lot of churches and government buildings.
Yeah. That's saying something.
No big deal.
Womp womp.
And traffic signals, lots, you know, stuff like that.
Oh. well,
I mean, it's, yeah, so anyway. But no, Pokemon Go just circling the drain, yet still making a ridiculous amount of money.
I think after Christmas it might be done.
Well, yeah, except for in, like, the huge cities.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, all the kids that came, like, speaking of school starting back up, all the kids that came here from up in St. Louis...
Yeah.
I'm probably very upset being here.
Oh, another
now.
But all the kids that came up from Kenan are really stoked about they're not playing Pokemon Go.
I mean, they might be. but all the kids that are coming up from rural nowhere are like, just thrilled with the river wall.
I think, I feel like whenever Sun and Moon come out, it's going to be a decrease because everybody's going to be on that game for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, people, like just Pokemon Go in general has been getting people to buy these classic these retro Pokemon games.
I mean, I don't work here at Gaming Grounds, but I would say...
709 Broadway for all your gaming
games. Yeah, but at least...
Somebody's going to do it.
At least once every day that I'm here hanging out playing games, I hear, oh, you guys have any of the old Pokemon games?
Yep. Except now we're, I don't know if one person, we have quite a few here right now, and I don't know if it's because just one person brought in all of theirs, but yeah, we have several in stock, and they haven't moved because they're not cheap right now.
Yeah.
Well, you can also buy them for $10 on the network.
Also,
just red. Yeah, but like those aren't the ones that are really, well, no, that's not true. Pokemon Yellow is $40.
Yeah.
Which is.
But like even myself, whenever I bought my 3DS, I was like, I'm going to buy Pokemon Y. No, I'm not. Pokemon Sun comes out in November. That'd be ridiculous to buy a game and play it for a month.
Just got to wait for a couple months.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyway, we'll go ahead and move past it now to South Park Fractured But Whole has been delayed to Q1 2017. So no official release date. I guess they found some bugs. They got to polish something up.
Same thing happened with Stick of Truth.
Yeah. So hopefully that gets out, because I actually am pretty excited about the game. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. They should release Stick of Truth, because they already said they were going to do it. They might as well release it early.
Yeah.
Because I want to play Stick of Truth. Like, I'm buying Fractured But Whole to play it, but I'm also buying it because I get Stick of Truth.
Yeah, if you pre-order it, I think that deal is still going.
Oh,
I'd
hope so. Just get it?
Yeah, if you pre-order it, if you prepay for it, like on I know at the very least if you do it through the PlayStation Store or the Xbox Live Arcade, you get a free copy of Stick of Truth.
On a kind of related note to that, did you hear about what happened with the Cards Against Humanity expansion packs they were selling at Target?
I did not.
Okay, so I found this on Tumblr, but I think it's true. I know that's a great way to start the story.
Right. So grain of salt, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, just maybe take, So, but no, you know how there was a rumor that they hid an extra card inside the lid of the box and it turned out it was true?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, so there's that. But no, these expansion packs, they've got a sticker on that says instant $1 rebate. They hid a $1 bill inside each pack of those cards.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Of course they did.
They can.
That's
except
awesome.
Then the employees show up and just like,
no, because like yoink, it was sold out when last time I went to Target. But all I could think about was there's actually a dollar bill hidden in that package.
You can only buy it in at Target or online.
See, that company that makes that game, they're the ones that like triple the price of it during Black Friday, because why not? And that's what they do.
They did it, because of course they did it.
Yeah. That's
sounds
what it,
right.
That's what it sums up
that's
as.
That's my favorite explanation.
Kind of still like Super Fight better, though. But anyway, that's my
Super
anecdote.
Fight is pretty fun. Speaking of fun, we'll talk about the opposite of fun real quick.
Oh.
League of Legends.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of interesting news here. They boast having more than 100 million monthly active players worldwide.
That means there's more than 100 million pieces of garbage out there in the world.
I mean, the game is so good, I'd play it, but your community is such a-holes.
Yeah, no, like that's we've talked about it numerous times here on Nerd Up before. Mandy and I used to be pretty obsessed with that game. I sunk like hundreds of hours and dollars.
I was going to say, you meant to say dollars.
That game is free. So free.
But the skins that are game so good.
The game is the freest.
Yeah.
Free,
I mean, like, I had no problem. Like, you know, every now and again, I'd drop like 10, 20 bucks in the game just because I like supporting it. Just, it wasn't often, you know, like once every couple of months. It's just I played it for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And then the holidays hit and there were limited edition skins there.
Oh.
And sometimes I didn't have the character that one of the skins was for. And, you know.
You buy the character to have the skin too.
Folks, this is what addiction sounds like. If you've ever wondering, there it is.
You're not wrong.
I imagine when somebody read this, they look up to the crowd and the crowd's like at computers and stuff playing Overwatch like, what was that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, because Overwatch...
It's high noon, didn't you know?
I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Overwatch has more than 10 million active users right now.
And they're not jerks, right?
Well, you can't really talk
not to the level...
And we are and we are not innocent of it. We all definitely spammed that one person.
Only because
they
that
deserved
person,
it.
Yes. They deserve that message.
Oh, yeah.
All right, background. We were playing a game, and this one person, like, they were beating us pretty soundly, and then this one person on their team started teabagging us whenever they killed us. Mm-hmm. So then we came back and just destroyed them, and all six, we were playing with a group of six, and this was a competitive, like, placement match. So all six of us sent them a message simultaneously saying, talk crap, get hit. But not crap, the word that rhymes with hit.
And then we might have put another word at the end of it.
Yeah. So anyway, that happened. So yeah, no, I would say, at least when I quit League of Legends, probably 60% of the community was toxic.
Yeah, definitely.
I say that's probably still just too much. At least one person in every game was toxic.
How many people in a game?
There's five. Which means 20%.
That's too high.
That's too high.
It'd always be one person. Like, you die once. Oh, well, GG. The bottom scrub sucks and they're feeding, so there's no point. Let me sit in base and be a biatch.
Or mid or I feed. Lots and lots of things.
It was stupid. And then you had to argue with your teammate in the battle or try and ignore them, and they'd just be arguing with themselves. And it was just, and you couldn't have a good time.
Tell us how you feel,
maybe. I would play that game if, like, they cut off communications, like in Hero of the Storm, or.
They actually do have it now where you can disable it. Like, you can completely mute all chat. Yeah. because they have enough pings now that you can communicate pretty well.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's still just, I don't know.
Do they have a get good ping? Get good.
GG.
Get
good.
No, L2P. Into playing.
Okay, good, because I didn't know what L2P was until just, thank you.
I didn't until Jesse did one day. I was like, why does this guy keep telling me L2P?
Learn to play.
And I was like, he did not.
No, that's the same guy who finds out you're a girl and then immediately tries to ask
probably,
you out.
Right. Can I see a picture?
Yubes. Yubes. No, like, stuff like that. I played Call of Duty with Mandy, and whenever she would be in the group chat talking, like, she would get PMs all the time. Are you hot?
You're not fat, are you?
Oh, that's not funny.
I think you're lying. You probably are. All right. Great.
You responded?
I don't take kindly to some things, and then there's some people. And don't forget, I hate your gender right now.
That's right.
For those of you that have never seen Mandy before,
is 3'4".
Oh. I'm 5 foot.
Close enough.
And I'm pretty sure soaking wet with all of her clothes, she wouldn't be 100 pounds.
Yeah, she's like the
100 because I was pregnant, and then I dropped back down after.
Yep, that happened. So, yeah, no, Mandy is very tiny. Yeah. But anyway, moving past it, yeah, toxic communities, real bad. Like, Overwatch is kind of bad, but it's like
You can make it to where you don't have to talk to them.
Well, yeah, you can do that in League of Legends, too. But
it's meme bad.
Yeah, well, no, we did actually get someone that joined our game, like, just a terrible teammate, that the first thing he asked us was, you guys like dank memes?
Oh, God.
And it's like, oh, God. And I mean, we kind of laughed because it was funny, but then it went real downhill real fast. And by hill, I mean he jumped off a cliff. And by cliff, I mean I really wish he'd do that in real life. Humanity would have lost nothing by this individual jumping off a cliff. That's how mad I got at that game.
Oh, good thing we don't put PZ85 at the end of all of our names.
Oh, God, right. There is, like, the annoying people. That
somebody's saying that to you in real life.
Yeah, we do. It's called Mike Spees.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
You're at a convention and somebody...
Oh, I'm sure it'll happen. It happens at conventions all the time. But, yeah, no, one in every three games, I would say, I get one person that's just the worst. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, like, one person per out of the two teams, as opposed to League of Legends. Every single game, at least one person per team is just the worst human being.
A bunch of Britis.
The most annoying I get on Overwatch is, like, in the beginning when you constantly are selecting your character over and over and over and over.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, kick, 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 kick. I'll kill you. And two is when Junkrat decides he wants to go way away from the team and then spam, I need healing, I need healing. I'm like, well, maybe you should get back.
Ethan?
Idiot.
As a couple of support mains at the table with Dalton and Mandy.
Oh, my God.
I stopped playing. That's a sore spot.
I stopped playing Mercy for that. Be like, oh, you need healing? Get near me. I'm Lucio. I'll be near you.
See, there's a thing. It's just like you play the healer, You either are A, you get to decide who lives and who dies, or B, you're the team babysitter. One or the other.
If we already have, like, two of something, and you decide to pick the third of that now, and you make me be support, I'm not going to hit you because F you, because you made me change so we have a good team comp.
But Mandy, you don't get, I just got the legendary Hanzo skin. I'm obviously really good at Hanzo.
Oh, no.
Yep. All right, so... Moving past Overwatch and League of Legends.
I feel like that's false.
That's the joke.
Oh.
That's what it is in Overwatch.
See, I
people get legendary skins and they just immediately feel the need to play that character.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I mean, I would too, probably.
PlayStation.
Look how cool this is.
Because PlayStation.
Is it the one with the wolf?
PlayStation.
Stephanie, I will cut you. PlayStation.
Xbox.
Nintendo.
So PlayStation confirms colorful Vitas. Which is weird because PlayStation went about a year ago and said that they have stopped supporting the Vita.
Oh, yeah, I had to check my phone and make sure that it was 2016 and not 2014.
Yeah.
That's the question. Because
they've openly said that they are no longer supporting the PlayStation Vita. However, we are getting several new color Vitas, including white, blue, red, silver, and orange. My guess is that they had so many at the warehouse that, like, how can we move these without, you know, going bankrupt? And they just decided to make more plastic.
It's the whole joke I make about wrestling where they're just like, why is this person getting a push? Be like, well, they checked the warehouse and realized they had 10 crates of the Jack Swagger t-shirts. Like, they need to move these t-shirts. We're going to give them a little bit of push, sell them, and now we can put them back down.
I don't think I've ever known a person that owned a Vita.
I do.
Yep. He owns one.
Ace owns one.
And I own one.
Shannon owns one.
Well, I never have until now because none of you brag about it or whip it out and play it or anything.
Because the DS is a better system.
It obviously
sucks. That's
really
true. But yeah, no, I've had a Vita since launch almost, like a little bit after launch. Mm-hmm. Shannon got one around that time. Asa, I don't know when he got his, but he's got one. And
I don't know why you guys have them. You obviously never play them or talk about them.
Free games.
Pretty much from the PlayStation, like the Instant Game Collection. Like, I have it just in case they ever release a game on it that I want to play. Because I got too trade happy a long time ago. That's another story for another time. I don't understand why these colorful Vitas exist, but
I mean,
do.
It's the same reason I keep a Dreamcast in case they make a game that I really want to play.
I
get it. So anyway, From Software, the makers of Dark Souls. They confirmed that they're working on three new titles, including a spiritual sequel to Dark Souls. So no Dark Souls 4 at this point, but we'll get another Dark Souls-esque game. Probably.
You mean Bloodborne?
Similar to... Well, Bloodborne was kind of the same thing. Like, it was a... Yeah. It wasn't really a spiritual successor, but it was just a new game with the same mechanics.
Oh.
But I heard it was really fun.
I've heard Bloodborne's excellent.
Yeah. So anyway, For Honor, this is one that I really wanted to talk about. We've talked about it before. Whenever it was first announced, it was the only game from Ubisoft that I got any excited about on E3 a couple of years ago because it looks really cool. For those of you that haven't heard about it, it's like a three-way combat simulation kind of a game. There's videos up right now because the closed alpha has started, and you get to pick between Vikings, Samurai, or Knights. And it just looks really cool. Apparently, the combat is really in-depth and very technical. A lot of fun.
I guess
Steph
Vikings
wants to play as Samurai.
Would be like a pirate, so I'd pick a pirate. Vampire.
Vikings are probably the closest
pirates,
but
vampires, I'll kill you and suck your blood.
Because none of them
have
guns. So, everyone in the closed alpha has been enjoying the game. Except that Ubisoft tried to go back to peer-to-peer play. So that's what they had with the Rainbow Six Siege, which at first, like, everybody was super hyped about the game, looked super fun. They started playing it. The peer-to-peer system is so bad that Ubisoft had to... Eventually, they finally got the message that people weren't going to play their game, so they've made dedicated servers, which is how a first-person shooter should be done on the internet. Peer-to-peer is bad for any kind of a competitive online game.
Isn't that the one that it was broken? Because
well, then they made everything player-side instead of server-side, wasn't it?
So no, that was The Division.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
sorry.
In The Division, like, that was the MMO where all of the character information was stored player-side.
Yeah,
so
my bad. I got
people could modify their characters. But, you know, Siege was just like, it's a really fun first-person shooter, but it was almost unplayable online because it was a peer-to-peer system.
Yeah.
So, like I said, Ubisoft got the dedicated servers for that, but the peer-to-peer system is back for the alpha. A lot of people are really hoping that it is just because it's an alpha, But last time Ubisoft said something was just that because it was alpha or beta was actually the characters being stored player side on The Division. That's just for beta, guys. It'll be server side when we'd go full release. It was not. So everybody cheated in the game, and Ubisoft said there's nothing they could or would do about it. So hopefully they fix For Honor, because I actually am really excited about that game. I want to play it real bad. And you can sign up for the beta now. I don't know how you get into the alpha, but I guess it's too late to get in there. However, You can still go online and sign up for the beta if you were interested. At the very least, I recommend checking out some videos to see if it's something up your alley. Then, with more delays, The Last Guardian has been delayed until December.
Again?
The least surprising thing I've said on this show so far, for sure. And that includes the big player dip in Pokemon Go. Also not shocking. Last Guardian is delayed yet again. Like I said, this time only until December, so it's not a huge delay. But I hope this is the last one for their sake. And I hope this game is just absolutely incredible.
Like, it better be at this point.
Doesn't look like it belongs in the PlayStation 2?
Hopefully not. Because not everything's going to pull off of Bioshock Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
Because that game kept getting delayed. A lot like, not anywhere near as long as Last Guardian. But
it was worth it in the long run. It was worth it.
So let's hope this is more Bioshock Infinite and less Duke Nukem.
Speaking of dank memes.
which, development hell is not kind to some games. They don't come out the same. They really don't.
Gearbox was the one that ended up releasing that.
They finished it off and released it, yeah. Which, honestly, I think the game would have been received a whole lot better if it had been released in 2005.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Because the humor has changed significantly from back then. Like, only people on nostalgia are going to still appreciate the humor in Duke Nukem.
It's almost like Gearbox does a really good job of making, like, one good game series.
And maybe 12-year-olds.
And then they'll do, like, Duke Nukem Forever, which that's not entirely their fault. But then they'll do
Battleborn was fun.
It was.
The only reason we're not still playing Battleborn is because Overwatch came out and it was better.
No, we're playing Borderlands 2 now.
We didn't play Overwatch because they're having problems again.
Yeah, you know it wasn't having problems?
Or else we wouldn't. Just because it's been out for forever.
That's true.
It has been out for a while.
Yeah.
But I would much rather play Gearbox's old game compared to their new game.
I mean, like I said, Battleborn was a lot of fun, and were it not for the fact that Overwatch came out and was incredible, basically we chose to play a 10 out of 10 instead of a 9 out of 10. Can't blame the 9 out of 10 for that.
Everybody stop playing the 9 out of 10.
Because of a 10 out of 10.
You can go find a different friends group if you so badly want to play it.
Well, I don't want to play Battleborn because Overwatch is way better.
No, well, then why?
Yeah, I'm the one arguing that Battleborn is good. Yeah.
Well, you can say.
Mandy just turned to face the other end of the table.
I was confused on what your argument was. Like, I'm on your side.
She's just so used to you disagreeing with
her. She's not sure which side of the table to go look at.
I'm so lost.
But anyway, Gearbox on their own IPs are great. Which has basically been Battleborn and Borderlands. But on the games they decide to pick up and release for other people, that Aliens game they did, and
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, and Duke Nukem Forever. Both of them just awful. So let's hope that Last Guardian is more Bioshock Infinite and less Duke Nukem Forever. Kingdom Hearts 3, a little bit of news there, had its release date on Xbox One was removed from the Japan's release schedule.
Bum, bum, bum.
So we're not sure if that means it got canceled in Japan, if it got canceled, period, if it's getting delayed, but only on Xbox One. My hope is that maybe they're working on releasing a 4K version.
I just want the game. Honestly, it doesn't affect me on Xbox, though, because one, I don't own one. But I wouldn't play it anyways, because the past, 15 years of my life has been on a PlayStation controller. And my mind would be so effed if I tried to fight on an Xbox controller. Like, I'd be like,
I have the same issue going from the 3DS to an Xbox controller, because ABXY is reversed from one console to the other.
It wouldn't work. And, I feel like it should only be PS. Like, Halo has the Xbox, so why doesn't PlayStation keep Kingdom Hearts?
Because they don't want to lose money, since the Xbox has a significant portion.
And I guess it's been on Nintendo, hasn't it? Because on the DS. So never mind.
Also, it could just be that Square Enix is looking at supply and demand and being like, well, if we cancel it in Japan, we'll be saving more money than spending.
Because, that was my thought, too. Xbox market is not huge in Japan.
No. Non-existent like, would be a good way to say yeah. it.
That was my comment in the pre-show. Was yeah. like, it's so weird to think of somebody owning an Xbox One in Japan.
Yeah.
It is a little bit. It would make sense that maybe they decided not to release it in Japan because maybe they're worried that the production cost would, you know, outweigh what they're mm-hmm. going to actually make in Japan.
Yeah, it's one of those things just like, well, we can save the money. Everybody has a PS4 in Japan. They're going to just put it only on the PS4. Let's not even worry about it. We'll lose 5 sales compared to losing. Of course, I'm being a little facetious. I'm losing 5 sales compared to like making 1 million copies in Japan.
Yeah.
If they make 400,000 copies of the game and only like
sell 20,
yeah, only sell 100,000 even.
Well, I meant 20,000. I was not being.
I legit thought you meant 20.
No, I meant 20,000
as well.
Because I mean, you did the gross under exaggeration on the other one. I assumed you were doing it.
No, I meant 20,000. That was my fault.
Okay, that's fine. But yeah, even like if they sold 100,000 of the 400,000 they produced, like they're not going to break even.
No, not even
like
here.
Not even close. So yeah, it would make sense that way. But again, this is all speculation. It's entirely possible that there was a typo somewhere and it got deleted, but as of right now, there is no release date for the Xbox One version of Kingdom Hearts 3 in Japan. However, Xbox One and PS4 release dates still exist in the US and the UK and every other market.
What's the release date?
It's a placeholder. December 30th right now is the placeholder date for most places.
So we're all Japan December. Xbox owners. None of us have a release date.
I know. Right?
The only difference is we can see a fake one and you have nothing.
Right, because Xbox One is straight. Like, there's still a PlayStation record.
Yeah.
And the Xbox One is just removed entirely.
Just put the game out.
I think it was like the 14th anniversary of the first one not too long ago.
And then, like, 2.8 something or other is coming out.
They released a trailer for 2.8.
Like, I like them. They're cool because you can, like, not rewatch cutscenes after you die and have to watch them, and they have cool features, but I want the third one.
There better be Marvel and Star Wars characters.
It better be amazing. Don't make me flip this table. Like, it better be good.
It better be BioShock Infinite, not Duke Nukem Forever. We can use the same joke again.
Yeah, it works. It works.
The same anecdote.
Because, that Kingdom Hearts 3, obviously, like, for Kingdom Hearts fans, this has been in development forever.
Yeah, and that's why I'm making the joke. It's like, there better be Marvel and Star Wars characters in this. That's as long as we've been waiting.
Have you ever
I feel like you have plenty of time to add them now because you're mm-hmm. still just
like that
putting along.
Have they done any
Google Docs thing that explains the entire Kingdom Hearts story?
Oh my gosh,
it's ridiculous. I've
never played any of the Nintendo ones, but I played the first two.
Yeah,
I played one and two.
I played those two, Chain of Memories, and about a third of Birth by Sleep.
Have we gotten any Pixar characters in any of them before? I know in the first two we haven't. I know
give
it's a really weird question.
Give me a minute.
I know. I'm like, oh,
I don't. And that's my thing. Because I played the first two. And I know they're not in there. I know it's just the animation.
I don't
so
think
we haven't
so.
Got any Pixar.
No.
We better have some Pixar this
time. We got
time.
Stupid Chicken Little, but we haven't gotten Toy Story yet.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, because a few of them, like the summons and two.
Monsters, Inc. would be a cool level. You're going in and out of those doors.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's maybe a deal with Pixar.
I mean,
it's all owned by
because
Disney.
I know
it probably
yeah,
is,
but Pixar is separate.
No, it's they're still they're
a subsidiary
under
right, of it.
Yeah,
but
Disney
the
parent
has
company.
Them like no, I know that.
Yeah.
Like with Marvel, and then
yeah.
over
right,
here,
this
I
is
know
that. It's a good visual bit for the audio podcast.
I know.
Mandy has her fingers down on the table
Stephanie
for Pixar.
Has her fingers down on the table.
Stephanie has her fingers down on the table for Pixar or Marvel. All right, so yeah, that was my question because like I want to know what's going to be in this new game that isn't already been in it before.
Didn't they show like a Frozen level?
They showed Rapunzel's Tower.
Oh, okay. So we got some Pixar.
Or maybe that's just what people
that's
wanted.
Not
yeah,
Pixar.
I was about to say that's not Pixar, homie. That's DreamWorks. Not
no,
DreamWorks.
No, it's Disney.
It is Disney.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna flip this table. You guys.
Because I went to How to Train Your Dragon for some reason, which is DreamWorks.
It's
yes?
DreamWorks.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I know some things.
There you go.
Tangled is
yeah, Tangled
Pixar.
Is
no,
it's
no.
not Pixar.
Disney.
It's just Disney.
Oh, it's just Disney?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a Disney princess, bro. It's not Pixar.
Well, Pixar is like Toy Story and Monsters, Inc. and Finding Nemo and Cars
and
The Incredibles.
I want The Incredibles in a Kingdom Hearts game.
You would.
Didn't we talk about...
Listen, don't start. Like,
no, we're not going to. That's what after the show is. If you want the underground mixtape where Dalton yells at Stephanie, I got your name right that time. All right, what's next?
Yeah, so...
Sounds like somebody's mad.
Moving on from some video game... Or moving on from video game news to some movie news.
To some video game news.
More video game news. All video game news all the time. Margot Robbie, who was Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad movie... is working on, she will be the co-producer for the Harley Quinn spinoff.
Yay.
It's going to be a solo movie. There's rumors that it's going to feature the Birds of Prey.
Yay.
So that'll be a way to introduce, like, maybe Black Canary, if they put in Batgirl as Oracle. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't, because none of the characters that have been in any of the Birds of Prey have been announced in the DCEU. Why are you looking at me like that?
It's almost like they haven't made a timeline for these movies, so we don't know what's happened.
We've come full circle.
I'm just bursting at the seams with the excitement for the Harley Quinn movie that I don't care about.
Your voice broke there.
I'm sure someone cares.
Yes, they're called Hot Topic Shoppers. Oh, I'm so... Give me the
and
characters.
Kevin Smith and his daughter.
Good for... Let him make the movie then.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be a good movie for one.
Because, like, I've already said this before. I didn't dislike Harley Quinn in that movie. I did dislike the Joker, and I did dislike how they portrayed their relationship. But Harley Quinn in that movie was actually fine.
Oh, good.
I didn't like how they used her for the ending. But, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to hold off judgments again.
You know what this movie's going to be. It's going to be a blatant ripoff of Deadpool.
He's right. Yeah.
I am exactly right.
He's not
This
wrong.
Is ridiculous.
He's not. I'm not arguing
it's
with him.
And it's not going to get done right.
We have.
It's not going to get done right.
Yeah, I know.
And whenever you said this in pre-show, I contained my anger, but it's coming out. We have a DCEU that is so shot in the foot right now with, like, two movies that make no sense together, a third movie of a team that should have honestly been after Justice League, and now we're going to put another character that we still haven't established all of the Justice League yet, but we're going to have a Harley Quinn movie.
The Harley Quinn movie, will, to be fair, hasn't even started casting, so it's going to be long after Justice League.
No, it's only going to be rated R, so that she.
Did you just turn off your microphone?
No, I should, because I'm angry.
I don't understand why.
It's just, why are they making
like,
this movie?
I don't understand why that comment
you
made
know
you
why
angry.
They're making that movie?
Yeah,
I know,
it's
yeah.
going to sell tickets.
It's going to sell tickets, but...
Because as bad as all three of those movies have been, they're, like,
no,
selling so well.
Two of them were good. Well, I liked I loved Man of Steel. Well. I am okay with... I watched the Ultimate Edition. My opinion of the movie hasn't changed, of Batman v Superman. Suicide Squad was a turd. It was just a turd. So, you know...
In my opinion, Suicide Squad was just as enjoyable as Batman v Superman, even the Ultimate Edition. And neither of them, like, they were both one of those movies that's like, if you turn off your brain, ignore everything you know about the universe entirely.
Or film.
Then, like, it's almost enjoyable.
Yeah, if you've never read a comic book, they're good movies.
Except that you have to have read comic books to understand certain things that have happened in it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's where it gets real bad.
See,
yeah.
That's what my problem is.
So
like,
instead
at
of,
least with the Marvel Universe, like, oh, these are connected. I understand at least kind of what's happening right now.
I swear if they make a second Justice League movie and Harley Quinn is in the Justice League because of this, I'm done. I'm done with
There's
DC.
No way they would put Harley Quinn in the Justice League.
Oh, you say that. You say that like it won't happen. I swear, 10 years down the line, I'm going to look at you and been like, called it. Harley Quinn is the leader of the Justice League in this movie.
He's going to have this podcast bookmarked. So you just be like, well, proof.
I mean, yeah, seriously. Like, DC has already gone out and said that Harley Quinn has risen to the fourth pillar of their, like, there's no longer, forever it's been the big three. It's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. That's their big three. Now it's the big four. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Harley Quinn.
Because they needed a Deadpool. They needed a Deadpool, and for some reason they didn't make it the Joker.
No, Harley Quinn has just gotten extremely popular over the last several, like, ever since the animated series. I mean, she was so popular in the animated series that they introduced her to the comic book world. And then she's just kind of, like, risen from there.
But that's not the Harley that was in Suicide Squad.
You were exactly right.
I mean, the Batman that was in...
The Hot Topic version was in Suicide Squad.
The Batman from Batman v Superman is not the Batman that's been in anything ever before. Same thing with Superman.
It's the voices in her head that are talking. Haha, that's not what they say. Like, oh my gosh, just shut up, please.
And we're going to get a whole movie of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Because those two scenes, like, they honestly, like, Asa and I had that, you know, I agree with Asa anyway,
yeah,
in the theory that those were extra scenes that Warner Brothers came in and did.
It was not part of
Ayer's original film, because they felt like, in addition to them being really annoying, they felt out of place. And we talked about this on the Suicide Squad show, so go back and listen to that. But anyway.
Like, you know, and I don't think I said this on that show, but I was thinking about it because I was listening to that one recently, is Guardians of the Galaxy happened midway through Phase 2.
Right.
That's what Suicide Squad is. It's Guardians of the Galaxy for DC. And it's their third movie. The third DC movie or the third Marvel movie was Iron Man 2.
It was.
Yes.
I'm saying that I'm hoping somebody from Warner Brothers hears me right now and realizes that I'm calling them idiots. Like, I think they know.
They're trying to play catch up as the thing, and they're not doing it well. I mean, they're making money, but their universe is just a mess right now.
Yeah.
It's
I'm so happy we're gonna get the Birds of Prey. Give me a Nightwing movie so I can hate it. So I can just hate that character too.
Like I said,
Warner Brothers, if that same person's listening, Chris O'Donnell. We did this bit last week. Just get him and just ruin my childhood. Again.
It might not be Birds of Prey. And if it's Birds of Prey with Harlequin, they would have to throw in like Huntress and Ivy. It would have to be like some combination of Ivy, Harlequin, and more characters that are have not been introduced.
And that awesome timeline that we're talking about is just getting muddy.
Yeah, because the very first Birds of Prey was just straight up Oracle and Black Canary.
Yeah.
And they included the Huntress eventually. I mean, there were a few other things. Like, Birds of Prey have evolved quite a bit over the years.
And I'm okay with Birds of Prey. I don't have an opinion on them one way or the other. I have an opinion of if they're going to be in the Harley Quinn movie. Just because I'm just like, that movie's going to be... It's going to be the one that they put the most work into. Because it's going to be their cash cow, but at the same time, I'm really annoyed by it because they need to be focusing on the actual story of the DCEU.
Yeah, well, I think the Batman movie is probably going to be that's going to be their cash cow.
Oh, I hope so.
And Wonder Woman, I think, is going to be really good. Wonder Woman is honestly the only character from that movie, because I did finally watch Batman vs. Superman, for those that didn't get that, because for the longest time I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was the only character in that movie that was anything like any of her other representations
in media.
We didn't get enough of Flash to be able to tell.
But everything that we've gotten so far, like between the three appearances we've seen, two movies, is that he's the Flash.
Right, right. See, I saw a piece of green. It looked like it could be grass, but we don't know yet.
Whatever. All right, let's go. We got that one part in the trailer. It's going to be Flash. He's going to be Flash. He's going to be funny. I'm excited for that.
What about the Lego Batman movie?
That looks fantastic.
No, that looks good, yeah.
But we'll go ahead and move past it.
I'm sorry for that going as long as it did.
No, it's fine. It's probably fine. Rob Lowe, good news in movies. Rob Lowe is going to be in Super Troopers 2. He's going to star in Super Troopers 2.
And now I'm happy.
Yes.
I love Rob Lowe.
I do too.
And I think this is literally the best
casting they've made in the movie. Okay,
I was about to say he's literally the best actor in the world.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to go that far, but definitely the best casting in this film. I love Rob Lowe. He's going to play a mayor in a Canadian border town, and that's going to be how he impacts the story.
I want them
sounds
to,
like he's going to be a villain,
yeah.
Which we haven't really seen Rob Lowe as a villain that I'm aware of since like Tommy Boy.
No, Austin Powers.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, he was number 2.
Right. You're right. Never mind.
God, I love Austin Powers.
I love Austin Powers. Dropping some Austin Powers knowledge on us.
It's not even a guilty pleasure. It's like in my top 10 favorite movie series of all time. I love Austin Powers.
Shows up at Austin Powers for Halloween.
I literally have not seen Austin Powers since the 90s.
Oh, right. God.
It's been a long time.
Spoiler alert, they don't hold up. But I still love watching. It's the whole thing with like Batman and Robin, because I always say it's like my favorite Batman movie. But it's the movie I grew up on because I'm so much younger than everybody else.
Every time he says that, I forget that he likes it because I think no reasonable human being could. And then I just lose all respect for Dalton for a day or two until I forget again.
You know what 90s movie has really started to age?
All of them.
Men in Black.
False.
That movie didn't hold up in 2005.
No.
It's really good, but I don't remember it looking that old.
But no, anyway, back to Super Troopers. If they make Adam Scott like the treasurer of that town, and that's his henchman.
That would be great.
I'd be that, because their chemistry is just... Just reverse the role. Well, no, it's because he was the head of that anyway in Parks and Rec whenever it started. They're just their chemistry of being the like the jerks where he's like good cop, bad cop is amazing.
And apparently they actually did like each other. Well, I guess everybody in that cast loved Rob Lowe. The only like
well, yeah, because that was their star power whenever they needed somebody in the second season. That was their Danny DeVito.
And did it work.
Oh, it did. And he was the Magic Johnson of that. He just made everybody better. He just passed the ball to everybody.
Well, and then they started really utilizing Nick Offerman.
Yeah, that's true.
Because holy crap, honestly, like, and Chris Pratt, like that whole series
it was Magic Johnson. He just kept. He's like, oh, you, here's the ball, dunk it.
Well, no, like I think Rob Lowe gave it gave people interest. Yeah, it gave it legitimacy, but it was really like Rob Lowe didn't have anything to do with everybody else suddenly getting more airtime and like their characters being developed.
Yeah.
And yeah, like us starting to really like, actually, I can't think of a character I disliked in that show other than
the people that you were supposed to dislike.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the douche.
The Ralphios.
Yeah.
Like
money,
they were.
Please.
Yeah, they were all obnoxious, but that's the point.
Yeah.
Wasn't Fonzie their dad? Yeah, Fonzie was their dad. Henry
yes.
Winkler? Yeah.
Henry Winkler was their dad. But yeah, no, that. Yep, so that's the thing. McFarlane says that a Spawn, hints that a Spawn reboot is on the horizon. Which, I mean, we've been hearing about a Spawn reboot for years.
And we stopped caring years ago.
We did. But, yeah, they showed some artwork of what it's going to look like. He talked a little bit about the movie and how it's going to go. I think he says he has the script written. So we'll see how that goes.
Yay.
But, yeah, I mean, and they could still get Michael J. White for the role. Because
he hasn't aged a day since 97.
He's not.
It has been 20 years since the first movie, since that movie came out.
Yep,
I don't
almost.
Care. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 97. We're getting there.
Uh-huh.
I could care less about Spawn at this point.
I mean, Spawn is still a cool character. He hasn't gotten anything in books in a while. Like, all of the Spawn releases in the last 10 years have been re-releases of original stuff.
Yeah, no, he's a cool graphic design.
And, well, the thing is, like, he was one of the shining stars of that anti-hero era.
Yeah.
Like, the gritty 90s comic book hero. And it's just people have moved past it.
Yeah. Like, which is why we don't need the movie.
We don't need another Vegeta. We got Vegeta. It's fine.
Well, no, because Spawn was perfect. Like, in the 90s, Spawn was a really good counterbalance to the, like, it was that he was the...
Yeah, in the 90s, like, that was the heyday for characters like that. Like, Punisher was huge back then. Batman got super dark during that time.
Like, well, that was, like,
late
80s.
And then we all
80s.
Got really tired of it being dark and gritty, and it's, like...
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and then Guardians of the Galaxy came out.
Yeah, and then made it goofy. Goofy as heck.
I mean, Fantastic Four stayed pretty goofy, but, yeah, like, there was the gritty era of comics, like, in the late 90s when the anti-hero was king.
Yeah, and now it's not... And now it's the anti-hero, but now it's Deadpool. Like, we don't need Spawn anymore. I'm sorry,
The anti-hero that everybody wants is just the Punisher. Like, that's what we've got, and everybody loves it.
Yeah, I still think the anti-
everybody that wants to read about an anti-hero can read Punisher.
Yeah, or you can read the anti-heroes that we're getting today, which are the Hot Topic characters, your Harley Quinns and your Deadpools.
But they're not anti-heroes. Deadpool's not in the traditional, like, not from that 90s era.
Well, not from the 90s era, no. But that's what I'm saying, like, that's a dead, like, archetype.
Yeah, because that was, X-Force was huge back then. Yeah, everything was dark and gritty.
Yeah, and it's not that anymore.
Nope. Everything's, like, colorful and... Well, not really colorful and happy, but...
McFarlane, what you need to do is put him in a clown wig and then, like, start selling shows to Hot Topic, and then we'll want to watch your movie again.
Ugh. So, speaking of movies that I don't want to watch again, Henry Cavill's manager confirms Man of Steel 2.
Nope.
Which I could have probably ordered this better and taken that back to the conversation about Harley Quinn, but whatever, I don't care.
You know, I will give it the credit, at least it's going to expand on the storyline of the characters that I need to know about.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because Superman is part of the Justice League. I need to know about Superman. I don't need to know about Harley Quinn.
And we'll get to learn about Batman in that movie that's a prequel to Batman v Superman. And then
timeline.
Then we have Man of Steel that's a sequel. Like, or we'll have Man of Steel 2 that's a sequel.
It's literally the darkest timeline.
No, yeah, it's everywhere. Stephanie's doing these, like, trying to connect the dots, and it's just making a middle finger.
Weird.
I didn't actually.
They're literally throwing. Warner Brothers is throwing fastballs at a catcher with no mitt right now.
A little bit, yeah.
They're just like, oh, here's this movie. Here's this movie.
No, they're on an ice skating rink. And
with,
like,
no skates.
No, with the baseball, and nothing makes sense, and.
Yep.
It's cool running. We put a bunch of Jamaicans on ice. Let's see how they do.
With a baseball.
With a baseball.
Because why not?
Yeah.
Throw it in there,
and
too.
And then they scored a touchdown.
Yeah. We're confused.
Yeah, because, like, okay, in complete fairness, I have not been able to watch Man of Steel. I have attempted it 3 times. I have fallen asleep every time.
I love Man of Steel.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is about that movie. It puts me... Like, I don't fall asleep in movies.
Yeah.
I have fallen asleep during Man of Steel.
Do you like...
I've never seen it.
And you've probably told me this before. Do you
like Superman, so...
Do you like Captain America First Avenger?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I loved that movie.
That's weird.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's actually one of my...
No, 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 no.
It's probably my favorite from Phase 1, honestly.
Okay. Because that was my thing. A lot of people that didn't like Man of Steel, or a lot of people that didn't like Captain America First Avenger. So I didn't know if maybe, because it's a really long, tredged origin story.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of those things, like, it was just Superman being mopey for 3 hours.
And I loved it. Like, I was in that movie. Like, I was very invested in that movie.
See, the worst part about the first Cap movie was the, you know, the weird CG making him tiny. And then that was gone after the first part of the movie.
I mean, it looked kind of funny.
Yeah, it looked funny, but yeah, it was fine.
But then, I mean,
I'll just be over here.
Yep.
I mean, don't back me up.
But then, just seeing that man walk out of that booth, like, I'm a straight man, but man.
Oh, man. I bought Captain America Civil War. And I'm not going to say I'm not going to watch that helicopter scene like 20 times whenever I boot that thing up the first time. But, man, Chris Evans is just...
He's
an attractive human being.
That's an understatement, sir. What you meant to say is he's perfect.
I mean, all three of the Chris's in that universe.
Right?
Like Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, and Chris Evans.
Yeah.
I forgot about Chris Pratt. Now I'm ashamed of myself because, that one scene in God, they're just...
He's so hot in Jurassic World, too.
I've never seen Jurassic World.
What? It's actually really good.
I need to watch it. Well, I've just never been a Jurassic Park fan.
All three of the... Like I said, I'm a straight man, but... I'll admit to being attracted to those three individuals.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody is.
There's nothing wrong with that.
The Tron movie is what put me to sleep, and I tried to watch that like 3 times.
Oh, Legacy?
Yeah.
I love Tron Legacy.
It looks really cool.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
Sleep.
There might just be like Technicolor overload.
Yeah.
And that Daft Punk soundtrack is soothing.
Just put the soundtrack on. Just listen to Daft Punk for 2 hours.
I have that soundtrack, and it is the coolest thing to drive on the interstate, too. And then
it's
speed.
It's real
because it is...
Anyway, but yeah, no, that's getting a Man of Steel sequel one day I will try and just like load up on energy
we'll have a
drinks
party, and then we can
and
try.
I'll try and fucking we'll have a Mandy can just sit next to me and elbow me every like 3 seconds.
I was gonna
seconds.
Say Dalton can just flick you in the shoulder.
Dalton on one side, I'll be on the other side.
Like Desi, stay awake.
This is important. But listen,
I'm excited for Man of Steel 2. If it's an actual movie, I'm way more excited about that than I am Harley Quinn.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of other sequels that I'm not at all excited about, Wolverine 3, whatever they're going to call it. It might be the Old Man Logan movie. They might be doing that in a different series. Mr. Sinister has been confirmed for that movie.
What? That's weird, Jesse, because I've read Old Man Logan, which is an amazing comic book if you have one to read this week. That's one to find. But here's the issue. I don't remember Mr. Sinister being in Old Man Logan.
Yeah, what you might remember is Mysterio.
Isn't a Hulk in there, too?
Yeah. Two characters that Marvel will not give Fox.
I love
so
Old Man
I
Hawkeye.
I imagine the way they're going to... If this is the Old Man Logan, if this is Mr. Sinister is going to be the... It is going to be the lead antagonist for the third Wolverine movie. But I don't know if that's actually going to be the Old Man Logan movie or not. Either way... My guess would be, if they are doing Old Man Logan, that instead of Mysterio tricking Wolverine to killing everyone, it's going to be Mr. Sinister tricking Wolverine into killing everyone.
Whoa. Spoiler alert. I told him to read the comic book.
So
now they're going to know what happens.
I'm pretty sure on the cover is Wolverine murdering an X-Man.
Not in the graphic. It's just the it's the farm scene with his claws out.
Yeah, whatever.
So if they do an Old Man Logan movie, does that mean Hugh Jackman is still Wolverine?
Yeah. Well, he has one more movie left in the Wolverine series.
Yeah, and my understanding
is
they are going...
Would that be the Old Man one, or would that be another X-Men one?
Well, no. It's a Wolverine movie, so it would be Old Man Logan.
I stopped watching after the first one, because
I don't blame you.
Of them.
Oh,
I have no X-Men about run him.
I know nothing about...
Yeah,
X-Men.
The second Wolverine movie is pretty. It's hot garbage.
The first one's fun to watch.
That's all I know.
I disagree.
I loved watching the first one. The second one I could not get through. I just did not like.
I thought the second one was better. The first one just
the story was better.
Ruined characters that I liked.
Yeah, the second one has a better story, but the first one's more fun.
I will give the first one thing.
Yes.
They cast Wade Wilson with just the most perfect. Human being.
And they followed it up perfectly, making him Deadpool whenever they sewed his mouth.
Oh,
they had to make another movie 10 years later to fix that.
Yeah.
And they did it, and
now,
honestly...
Go ahead.
That casting started there.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right.
They cast him as Wade Wilson, who is Deadpool.
Yeah.
But they ruined the character, and then they later released Deadpool using the same actor, and he is perfect.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even the scenes that he got in.
He's walking around the set on that X-Men movie.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, but I can't see his pretty face.
Because, like, even in, like, the few scenes he had in X-Men. Because I even quoted X-Men Origins today whenever we were playing Borderlands, whenever, like, I threw the grenades in. I was like, all right, it's clear. Everyone's dead. Like, whenever he got to do that bit, whenever he just completely took it out of that room. And then, like, he's just like, all right, everyone's dead. And then they come in. Like, I liked that. Like, the parts where he got to talk were really good, but then they screwed him.
Yeah,
but
like anyway. I said, he was great, Wade Wilson, which we saw in Deadpool.
Yeah, so anyway, going back to Wolverine, if they do Old Man Logan, they literally have none of the characters. You can't do Ashley Barton, Spider-Girl. You can't do Hawkeye, who was a pivotal part of that yes. comic book. Hulk was the main bad.
Yeah, they used Maestro, I'm pretty sure, in Old Man Logan, didn't they?
Maestro.
Or was it just Bruce Banner, or was it actually Maestro?
I think it was
point?
Bruce Banner. Yeah, no, it was Bruce Banner because everybody kept calling him Bruce because it was Hillbilly Hulk.
Okay. Well, yeah, like bearded Hulk.
Well, yeah, no, but they kept calling him Banner. Like it was Banner. Okay. It was all right. So basically, it was Hulk and his inbred family because he could only
and his inbred family.
Do you see the seriousness on my face? That's literally what it was. They were all inbred.
I don't,
and he kept
I mean,
having kids.
I
believe
you.
And it looked like the people from Poplar Bluff.
You just keep having kids? Is that what happens?
That's what he was doing because he wanted. And then he got a perfect little baby. And the last scene of it is Wolverine walking off with a little baby Hulk.
Huh.
That was the last scene of Old Man Logan.
Weird.
And you said I spoiled it.
Well, you already spoiled the main part of it, so I might as well spoil the ending.
Yeah, that's just the thing. But anyway.
So, guys, you don't need to read the comic anymore.
It's really good. No, read it. It's amazing.
It's definitely worth reading. We've given away, like, a couple of plot points, but the overall story is still really good.
Ashley Barton, Spider-Girl. Barton. Remember that.
I get it.
Yeah. Weird stuff happens with a lot of different ages, and you got to figure it out. And
so, anyway. So, that's going to wrap it up, though. Before we go, got to do a couple of plugs.
Yep.
First, the Press Start to Join, Joshua Shinfield of Press Start to Join. As far as I know, Josh, and again, let me know if you want me to change it up, man. Still plugging his Extra Life campaign. If you head over to extra-life.org/team/PS2J show, you can donate money to their campaign. It will go to a local children's hospital. Josh and Alan will be playing a couple of games, fairly challenging ones. Alan will be playing Dark Souls on a deprived run, which I understand is extremely difficult. Josh will be playing Arkham Asylum on the hardest difficulty, and they will be doing so for at least 3 hours each. Yeah.
And then I listened to their most recent episode, episode 63, iPhone 7, Unattainable and Unexploding, which I thought was a clever title. They have a practice stream October 2nd, I think, is what they were talking about, where they're going to do a couple different games. But they're ramping up for their November 5th?
Yeah, that's November 5th is actually.
Yeah, so they're doing a practice stream in 2 weeks, I think. And and listen to their show. It's incredible. I love listening to them. They have really good chemistry together.
There you go. So, yeah, glowing praise from Dalton. I've also listened to the show. It's solid. Definitely worth listening to. Give them a check out. And then my other plug, as always, Villainous Grounds of Perryville, Missouri, the best place to go for all comic books and coffee, because they do have, if you like Starbucks, check out Villainous Grounds. They have all the same stuff, way better, and half the price.
And they have iced coffee.
Yes.
Yes.
And their iced coffee, they ice it with coffee cubes, so as not to dilute the coffee flavor.
Now, why haven't you included me on a trip to this place?
Every other Friday, dog.
Yeah, I think it actually coincides with Fridays that you're off. So, yeah, I'll let you know next Friday when we go. Or the next Friday we go.
I mean, okay.
Which won't be next Friday, but the following one.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you want good conversation, they're just the greatest people.
Yep. So, yeah, no.
good conversation.
They are. They really
awesome.
Are.
Yeah, no, they're, like, customer service is top-notch. Like, you know, great comic book selection up there. And, again, my lord, that coffee. They also have the nitro brew there, Stephanie.
I don't know what that is. It's like
cold
the cold
brew? Yeah.
That stuff, there's some caffeine for you.
Yes.
Woo,
it's
man.
Wonderful.
So good.
And they're doing pumpkin spice now.
Yeah.
White girl.
That's
pumpkin
me.
Spice isn't good cold.
They also.
That's you.
I go nuts over pumpkin spice
That's
every
fine.
Year.
That's fine. It's okay.
Who's
that
the.
And Chris Evans. There you go.
Who's the notable artist they have coming through? They told us last time they have an artist coming through, and I can't think of his name.
I can't think of his name either.
Yeah, next week. Listen to next week so we can tell you who's going to be there soon.
Right.
Because
I knew before you asked me. I'm sure.
I'm sorry.
And Lindsay has stuff there for sale, so you can buy Lindsay stuff.
You can also do that at Gaming Grounds.
We're at Gaming Grounds.
So anyway, all right, well, everyone, thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Mandy, Dalton, and Stephanie for joining me. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Foomp.